The Sunshine Coast Business Council is encouraging us all to have a look at the newly released Southeast Queensland Draft Regional Plan and embrace the inevitable, which is growth and change for the Sunshine Coast. The 20-year plan predicts our local population will increase by close to 200,000 people in that time and means we'll need another 80,000 dwellings and about 5,000 more in Noosa. The plan has been welcomed by housing advocates, but Business Council Chair Sandy Zubinik says the real challenge will be balancing growth with conservation.
You know, we do get caught up by emotive statements being made publicly, sometimes by our politicians. We just need to keep focused on the region that we want. We need to keep focused on the fact and be practical that we cannot stop population growth, and we certainly want economic growth, or we won't have all of the amenities that we want in a region. So this isn't about stopping. This is about getting it right and doing it right. And sometimes we actually have to take ourselves out of our own comfort zone when we're thinking about that.
While any formal plans for a rebuild of Marucci Surf Club are far from being presented to council, we're being assured there are no plans to rebuild higher than the current two stories. The Marucci Surf Club has operated out of the same building since 1950, but members say they've now outgrown the building, forcing them to put a cap on member numbers, which has also forced them to turn some people away. Its 165 members have voted to rebuild rather than refurbish the existing club in a project that's expected to cost more than $10 million. And the state government has announced it'll provide free meningococcal B vaccinations from early next year. It'll apply to children under 2 and those aged 15 to 19. There was one reported case of the disease on the Sunshine Coast last month. And the Falcons are playing at home this weekend in round 20 of the Queensland Cup. They're against Ipswich and are expected to be bolstered by the inclusion of former club member and now Melbourne Storm fullback Ryan Pappenhausen. The 25-year-old's been sidelined since July last year when he fractured his kneecap during a tackle. With just 3 rounds remaining, the Falcons sit just 1 point outside the top 8.